Yeah, I think statistically the best defense in the league right now. Their front seven, they get after it. And they got two really supreme edge rushers. I'd even go out and say three. You know, the last couple times we've played them, they've gotten the best of us. So taking that to account, obviously a new D coordinator there. But they're flying around. They're playing real solid together. Got guys with a lot of motor. They don't let up. We're going to have our hands full, but good week of practice and put our best foot forward out there Monday night.
Josh Allen and the Bills versus Jacksonville, which has been annoying in Bills history as an opponent. I don't know about rival, but two playoff losses, the Urban Meyer one, this last one in London. Bills haven't beaten Lawrence in two tries. Their last win over Jacksonville was in Allen's rookie season. I think it was 18. And, well, I know his rookie season was 18. But that was a home win. There was a fight. Leonard Fournette was involved in a fight in that game. I think that's the last time the Bills have beaten Jacksonville. I am going to multitask and look that up because I don't want to leave it hanging if it's wrong and tell you that I brought the mayonnaise in. After talking to Joe Ostrowski and realizing I had mayonnaise in my car and it's hot out, I went and got it. I think we're fine. It was only in the car for like an hour and a half or so, and the car's in the shade. Yes, the Bills beat Jacksonville 24-21, November 25th, 2018. We got Robert Foster, 75-yard catch. We've got an Allen touchdown run. I mean, of course, right? We've got Blake Bortles throwing for 127. I was at this game, and I don't remember it that well. That's happening to me more and more. I'm becoming that guy that remembers, I mean, I guess this has kind of always been true, but that I'm still pretty good with recall when it comes to like the 80s. Sports in general, Bills games, 80s, 90s, or at least most of the 90s. I do pretty well when it comes to that still, which I'm happy about. Not so much the Bills because we talk about them every single day, but generally, like my guys in fantasy, they've all, the guys who I sort of hang out with, if you will, in the community, even though they're younger than me, they've all been playing seriously for much longer. And so I hear references to players from like 2010 all the time when guys are making comparisons. And I probably will know the name, but couldn't tell you anything. Like that's kind of all blacked out in my brain somehow. Like basically mostly the drought years in the NFL. I can remember well certain games that we talked about all the time. Like you bring up the topic of memorable, good or bad games in those years. And I know that list all right. But even games like this this is within Allen's career. Like, yeah, no. Sneaky Joe had a list of talking about this explosive play stuff all the time and how few big pass plays the Bills have given up under Sean McDermott, like in the entire time he's been here. And it's a fun list. There's a lot of tight ends and running backs on there, and it's just like, yeah, okay. I mean, I remember a couple of these, but Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Dolphins? Nope. a lot of that list was just beyond me, but I do love that stuff. It's kind of fun, too, when you don't remember. Makes it more interesting, maybe. 803-0550. Lines are open for your calls. You want to talk about Monday night's game. The other topics we've been on kind of all the time, which are just what's happened to offenses. It's not a concern yet for the Bills. It's not a concern yet. They're still fine so far. And what's good for them, I think, is that they are playing the way they planned on playing. I think they have not been forced out of that. Even with Arizona, they threw 23 passes. I mean, you remember the game? I do remember that game. And just like, oh, they got down 17-3. They'd thrown two passes by that point, incredibly late in the first half. But it only got to 23. And only 45 plays last week. I think this was largely the plan. And if they don't have to come out of that and then figure out who their number one receiver really is and just sort of play where Allen is throwing the ball 40 times. And I think that's kind of the number for this. If they don't ever have to get there, then good for them. Because then probably their plan to, you know, play slower and shorter offensively, ball control type stuff will probably have worked. And I wonder how glued to it they are, you know, as they get into spots against maybe better teams, they're down in the second half, just how much so will they come out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For that, because I think they still are going to have to. I said this same kind of thing yesterday at this time. I don't want to be repetitive, but the season is still so young that I feel like this Kincaid stuff, for instance, has got to. They got to get there with him. It's a failure if they don't get Kincaid kind of going here down the field. Games like McBride is having for Arizona. It's not like there are a lot of tight ends having much success. Kelsey isn't. Laporta even isn't after a huge rookie year. This is another kind of weird facet of the season so far. Why would it be, you know, you think about offensive line play and, okay, well, I've got the safeties are in the parking lot, so shouldn't that be good for my tight end running? Even not the short routes Kincaid is running, but, you know, even longer than that, intermediate stuff. Because you've got some really good athletic players at that position. He had the Isaiah Likely game for Baltimore on opening night. And, you know, a couple other decent tight end games. But I think I saw, it was J.J. Zacharyson that had this. I want to get it right now. I brought the mayonnaise in, by the way, as I go look for this. Here it is. Tight ends have scored through 2 weeks. 32 games. 2 weeks of the NFL season, tight ends have a total of 8 touchdowns. And he said the lowest total in 10 years for this was 16 before this year when it's 8. What accounts for that? I'm keeping my tight end to block more? I mean, not really. Kincaid? Not really. Some examples, probably. Mark Andrews, you know, like Laporta, no. There's some, but it's not dramatically different, is it? Kyle Pitts? You know, he tried to block the other night and didn't go well. They still have not figured out how to get there with him in Atlanta. 8 tight end touchdowns in 2 weeks in the NFL, by far the lowest in at least 10 years. I thought the best thing about Coleman, not a tight end, the best thing about Coleman for the Bills this year was red zone. And Kincaid would be right there with him for that. That the Bills lost all these end zone targets in Diggs and Davis. And so who is going to account for that? Again, Miami, what do you even do with that game? They didn't need any of it. So just cross it off, I guess. Like, they didn't need to do any of this against the Dolphins. They just ran it in. And then it was over at halftime. So not useful in giving us this information. But I like Coleman for this role more than, and Kincaid, more than anybody else they have. You know, the Bills are not the Chiefs for red zone cleverness. Throwing passes, they've done it, passes to linemen, but just like all the fun, different things Kansas City whips out when they're goal to go. I mean, the Bills are not that, or they haven't been. But I want to see Coleman and Kincaid, you know, hit in that area. Several touchdowns each. I mean, I feel like you're probably going to need some of that. You can't just run Allen in or even Cook in every time. I mean, disappointing start for Kincaid. The minus 3 air yards for two games is troubling. He did have that injury, or maybe Sal's saying like maybe he wasn't even injured. A lot of this really strange football so far. This is back to Warren Sharp's stat. 27.1% of all NFL passes this year so far have been behind or at the line of scrimmage, which is just crazy. Quickly, something else from him, Warren Sharp, his website, Sharp Football Analysis, one of the best. Look out. Monday's referee is Sean Smith. Why look out? In 2023, home teams were 3-13 in his games. Not saying that has to be sticky or meaningful, but I do think there is variance within the referees where some are more likely to call penalties against the home team than others, against the home crowd than others. And I would guess by these stats that Sean Smith is a referee whose crew is not afraid to call penalties against the home crowd. 3-13 on the money line. I guess that seems pretty drastic, but maybe it's just one season and also pretty random. John Hussey, toward this, is the referee tonight. And his games last year, home teams were 14-3, like the opposite, which might be good for the Jets. Quick break. We'll talk some more next. This is Mike Shope on WGR.